Later today, we get the always highly anticipated Fed decision. Today's meeting definitely has the potential to inspire volatility, and it will be important to keep an eye on markets in the aftermath of the event risk. While no change is expected on rates, the market will be wanting to know just how much of a change there will be with respect to the outlook towards bond buying. The economic outlook continues to show signs of improving as per the indicators the Fed looks at, and we can almost certainly expect an upgraded outlook for growth. At the same time, inflation is proving to be more of a headache than the Fed has been wanting to see, challenging the narrative that higher inflation is merely transitory in nature. This could force more Fed officials into updating their rate hike timelines, though it would take a healthy adjustment for a number of Fed officials to move the needle away from current calls to hold rates at zero through 2023. But we do think it's more about if that needle is moving at all than if there is an actual adjustment to the median forecast. And so the topic of taper will surely be a big one today. Remember, only back in April, Powell downplayed any expectations for an imminent taper, saying, when the time comes for us to talk about talking about it, we'll do that, but that time is not now. But since April, inflation metrics have continued to shoot up above forecast, and we wonder if the time has actually come to have that conversation about a taper. As far as Fed credibility goes, dismissing inflation as transitory is one thing, but ignoring the recovery it has been talking about is another. And it would seem almost silly for the Fed to not be talking about a taper in light of what it has felt to be an impressive recovery. Of course, if inflation is rising and economic indicators are pointing upwards, and the Fed is still resistant to shifting away from ultra-accommodation or having a conversation about a taper, it begs the question just how solid this whole economic recovery has actually been and how solid the foundations of the U.S. economy really are. But investors haven't had any time to be thinking about those questions, as the Fed's incentive to be long risk and the Fed's reassurance that all is well have been enough to continue to fuel reckless investment in risk assets. So with all that said, we are concerned we could be getting closer to that tipping point where even if the Fed gives the market what it wants, it still might not be enough to keep the party going, with investors getting a little more concerned about the Fed's not wanting to make any adjustments in the face of what should be signs that it should indeed be making adjustments. So while we do anticipate downside risk to stocks and potential upside pressure on the US dollar in the event the Fed does start having that conversation around a taper, we also wouldn't be so sure that we don't get a similar risk-off reaction these days, even if the Fed holds off on that taper conversation and leaves things as is. The takeaway here is that maybe financial conditions are a lot less stable than what the Fed has been wanting investors to believe. That's all for now.